Hello, 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 and welcome to the A Rich Life podcast, where we enrich, encourage, and inspire you to live a life of your dreams. I am extremely excited about today's episode because we will be talking all about how you can unleash your talents and abilities to live a fulfilled life. Now, as a millennial, sometimes it is really, really hard, especially over the age of 35, where it seems like everyone else is doing so much more, right? A lot of times you may feel like there are so many people that are making a lot more money than you, or you may feel like so many other people are so advanced in their career. And a lot of times you reflect on your journey and say, wow, why am I not this place? As far as comparison, right? There are so many things that says that comparison is the thief of joy and happiness. And I must attest that that is so true. So this uplifting episode is really just to help you to realign yourself with your purpose and your journey and really who you are. And as you are embracing your journey and unleashing your full potential, I want you to know that it's never too late. It's never too late to pursue that goal, to write that book, or to have that vision. It's never too late to get married or to have the children that you've always desired, or even to have your career. So in today's episode, we will be diving deep into some of the things that you could do right now, actionable steps that you could take that will help you along your journey of becoming the greatest version of yourself. So welcome, welcome, welcome to another inspiring episode of Embracing the Journey. Today we will dive into a topic that is close to our hearts, a perception that your talents, abilities, and personal growth are wasted, particularly over the age of 35, right? So the point number one I want you to get into is to acknowledge life's distractions. At times, life could feel a little overwhelming and full of distractions that divert our attention from our passions and our purpose. But what I want you all to do is recognize that these distractions, for whatever they are opportunities of growth and learning, embracing the challenges and seeing them as a catalyst to your personal growth. So a lot of times, everyone gets distracted, right? I talk about this a lot on the podcast, rather as social media or even watching Netflix, or it's so many different things that could really, really take you away from your purpose and your dreams. So with this point of acknowledging your life's distractions, I want you to think about those areas in your life where you are like, oh wait, these are areas that I can improve in. One of the things that I've noticed lately, and it probably was one of the reasons why I haven't posted an episode, is because I was legit using Candy Crush as a way to alleviate my stress and anxiety. And I don't even know why I started using and playing on Candy Crush, but I would sit there for so long and I would just play it because that was a distraction for me. So what I want you to do is think about some of those minute things that you are doing that could be a distraction. So once I realized that Candy Crush, oh my gosh, was a complete distraction, once I realized that watching Netflix and watching so many different shows were a complete distraction, what I want you to do is make a conscious and deliberate effort to say, wait a minute, this is where I've messed up and this is where I am going to improve. So getting back to acknowledging your life distractions, I want you to take a very close look at where you are right now. Evaluate your time, especially on the iPhones. They have where you could look at the apps that you've spent the most time at. And I really want you to evaluate, where are you spending your time? What are you looking at? What are you consuming? And as well as, who are you talking to? So the next thing that really correlates with what I am talking about is the power of self-reflection. Self-reflection plays a vital role in understanding who you are and what you truly desire. So I want you to take a step back and evaluate your journey thus far. Discover the unique talents and abilities that make you who you are today. Remember that it's never too late to tap into your potential to unlock your true purpose. So as you are reflecting on who you are, right, there's a lot of times where you may feel in your life's journey, especially if you are at the age of 35 and you kind of just looking at to see what everyone else is doing, where, well, you could say, well, this person has a master's degree, or this person is a lawyer or a doctor, or oh my gosh, this person has 3 kids and you know, you may be single, or this person has a bigger house. What I need you to do is reflect on some of the things that you have achieved in your life, right? So taking those, making those reflections about your talents and abilities, I want you to write out some of your accomplishments. What are some of the things that you have done? And I also want you to reflect on your talents and abilities. Are you able to sing? Are you a good runner? Are you a good accountant? Are you a good listener or a friend? And a lot of times I want you to dive back into those areas where a lot of times you may have overlooked them, right? Because I know for me, sometimes with me being a singer and with me not singing all the time, that impacts me personally, because I'm like, whoa, I'm not using all of my skills and my talents. And a lot of times when you aren't using your skills, when you're not using your talents, when you are not maximizing your full potentials, that's where you feel in life that something is missing, right? And those missing parts or components of your life is really because you have things that are in the closet, talents and gifts and abilities that are in the closet that you are not utilizing. So a lot of the times it's not that you are not where you need to be in life. God is really trying to say to you, use those talents, use those gifts, use those abilities, because they're dormant right now. And what I am hearing is reactivation, right? I want you to reactivate yourself. So when you reactivate yourself, when you are going through those moments of self-reflection, it's almost like a battery that is dead, right? And a lot of times, you know, like in your car battery, when it's time for you to get a jump, it's like, whoa, you need to make sure that you have those cables. Those cables are the red ones and the black ones, and somebody else's car like just comes to you and just give you a jump. And that's what I am hearing right now for the audience on today. I want you to give yourself a jump. Find those connections that actually give yourself a jump, give yourself a boost. Go back to those reflective times in your life where you feel like, whoa, I was really doing exceptionally well. And I want you to recreate those things with the version of yourself who you are now, right? Because it may have been times in your past when you were in college and you were doing things that made you happy. However, now you may be at a different point in life. So what I want you to do as you self-reflect, self-reflect and remodify, right? Self-reflect and remodify. What that means is that you are reflecting on what you did in the past. However, you are going to remodify those same things according to who you are today. And then that way will make you feel like you are living a more purposeful life. So the next thing I want to talk about is how to embrace the setbacks. Now, setbacks are not roadblocks, but they are moments of resilience and strength and building up yourself. So don't let age or past failures define your future. Instead, leverage those setbacks as valuable lessons. Embrace the wisdom that is gained from your experience, for they provide the foundation of your future success. So a lot of times, even with me, and I will share my story because this is the only thing that I could relate to in order to encourage you on your journey as well, right? So a few of the things that came to mind is when I was 19 years old and I had my son at the tender age of 19, I had my oldest son. And at that time, I did feel like, oh my gosh, I'm only 19 years old. And it resulted that teen pregnancy of me maturing so much. However, I didn't get to go straight into college where a lot of my peers did go straight into college. There were so many different things that I wasn't able to do because of having a child. And with me having a child, I had to grow up and do a lot more things sooner, right? I had to work more. I had to provide for my son. I had to make sure that he was in daycare. And I had to look at that now at this age that I am, that having a son at 19 years old was not a setback, but it was a setup for God's blessing. And that's what I want you to do with your life. I want you to think about those obstacles. Remember, we talked about self-reflection. I want you to look at those things that you've been able to accomplish and achieve and say, wow, that wasn't a setup. That wasn't a setback, but that was a setup. With me having the house fire, right? I had a house fire in 2022. And now that I look at my house and I thought that, wow, you know, like my house is all in the, like the house is damaged. But the way that I look at it now is that when I go into newer houses that are in other subdivisions, and I'm actually seeing that my kitchen looks exactly like these $300,000 and $400,000 and $500,000 houses, I didn't experience a setback with the fire, but I experienced the setup. Now, the house that I live in may not be as big as the $300,000 and $400,000 and $500,000 houses. However, the cabinets are the same, the handles are the same, the layouts are the same. So what I want you to look at is how you have been able to say that, yes, I may have had a hiccup. Yes, you know, like certain things that I've had in my life, I've also experienced the miscarriage. And I want you to say that, yes, you may have had a teen pregnancy, right? For me, or I may have had a house fire, I may have had a miscarriage, or I may have experienced so many different things. But I want you to realize that that's not a setback, but that's a setup for where you are going in your future. So embrace the roadblocks, because all of this allows you, of course, they always say, right, you can't have a testimony without a test. And a lot of times God gives you tests. And the thing is, can you pass the test? Can you look at your past experiences as, oh my goodness, now I am at a higher place. I am at a higher level, at a higher vibration. So what I want you to do is to find your passion. I want you to take the time, and as we talked about, to find your passion, to explore your passions and allow align them with your existing talents and abilities. Remember, we talked about rejuvenating things, or, you know, like putting a battery, a charger on it and really, really reconstructing those things. So I want you to discover what truly ignites your soul, and don't be afraid to pursue it wholeheartedly. Remember that your age does not limit your capacity to growth or the pursuit of lifelong goals. So regardless if you're 30s or 40s or 50s or in your 60s and 70s and 80s, there's still life. If you have breath in your body, and I know that some of these things that I am already saying, you probably already know. However, a lot of times it really takes reinforcement in order for you to really realign yourself. And I want you to know that it's not too late. It's not too late for you to pursue your master's degree. It's not too late for you to get your bachelor's degree. It's not too late for you to become that mom that you've always wanted to become. It's not too late, because as long as breath is in your body, it's not too late to start posting on social media, right? It's not too late to grow the business that you have truly desired in your heart, because all of those experiences, all of your stories, all of your setbacks for setups, all of those minute things that have happened in your life has really, really set you up so that you could, to my next point, embrace the present. So I want you to remember that life is a journey, and every step along the way has purpose. But I want you to embrace the present and trust that you are exactly where you need to be. So value the experience. You've had the lessons and you've learned your lessons. Now it's time for you to cherish the unique perspective that comes with your age and use it as an advantage. So the way that I look at this is that, yes, someone that may be younger than you may have, or let's just say, more money, or they may have a better job, or they may have, you know, something else. But what I want you to think about is your story. I want you to think about what are some of the things that you've been through, and how could you use that for your advantage. I want you to think about your health, your life, the things that you've been able to achieve. And I want you to embrace that. Evaluate your experiences, because what you've experienced is something that someone else has not experienced. But if you really want to feel that joy, that fulfillment, fulfillment, that peace, that realignment, you must embrace, right, the setbacks and the setups, all of the things that you've experienced in your life so that you could have a way to use that as your story. That's where a lot of those best-selling books come from. The best-selling books come from your story. People love a good story, right? People cry about a good story. People love a story about how someone has been able to overcame so many obstacles and so many things. So what I want you to do is value your story and use it as your example. So sis, write that book. Write the book. They always say write the vision and make it plain. So make sure that you are writing the vision and making it plain for whatever you want. The next thing that we are talking about is, now that you've recognized your talents and embraced your setbacks, I want you to find your passion again, and then I want you to take action. So not only do I want you to listen about what I'm saying, but I want you to take action. I need you to break down your lifelong goals into smaller and achievable steps. So I want you to think about right where you are. And leverage that, your existing skills, your connections, and your resources. And remember that it's the small actions and consistent efforts that lead to a significant transformation. So on your journey, I'm sure that you have made a lot of connections. Was it through a sorority sister or a supervisor or a community or a church or a sister or a brother or an associate that you may have? I want you to think about all of the connections that you may have, all of the resources. I want you to go back to some of those online courses that you probably took and never even looked back at them. I want you to go back through your emails and see what other resources or who could help you to achieve your goals. What sorority sisters do you have, right? What person can you reach out to say, hey girl, hey, how are you doing? I really want you to think about your goals and make sure that they are in actionable steps. Just like how I said, write the vision and make it plain. So who do you want to be from here on out? And now that you have the breath in your body, now that you are living and able and breathing and grateful, now you can set those goals because you are in a better spot now. Now that you've recognized your past, you have made a jump start. Now it is time to put those goals, put those things in actions. And that's what I want you to do after you listen to this episode. Grab your notebook and write your goals out. Who do you want to be from here on out? What is your story? What talents and abilities have you had dormant for so long, and now you realize that you really want to live your life's purpose? So remember that your talents and your personal growths are not wasted, but rather evolving and expanding with each passing day. Embrace the obstacles and distractions as opportunities, and never underestimate the power of your journey, because you are exactly where you need to be. Remember that you have the chance and the opportunity each and every day to unleash your potential. So thank you for joining me on this empowering episode of Embracing the Journey. I hope that you were inspired to embrace your talents, overcome your distractions, and pursue your lifelong goals with renewed joy. Remember that is never too late to make a difference. So stay tuned for more transformative discussions. And until next time, keep on embracing the journey. I am Alicia Richard, and thank you so much for listening to the A Rich Life Podcast, where I enrich, encourage, and inspire you to live a life of your dreams.
1, 2, 3. I know he's always watching over me. Step forward, you take Just know that.